Some politicians like to say that when it comes to education, you cannot just throw money at the problem. The school we'll hear about this morning will test that theory.
It has no choice because the school is short of money. It's a charter school in New Orleans. It's part of the effort to remake the public school system after Hurricane Katrina.
New Orleans made a dramatic move toward charter schools. Almost all of the public schools there are now managed by private, nonprofit groups. Some have plenty of money. Others don't.
The NPR Ed team is examining the New Orleans school revolution. And today, NPR's Eric Westervelt visits a new school struggling to put down roots.
New Orleans native Oscar Brown grew up in the nearby Desire Housing Project. He's now trying to help rebuild his neighborhood, ravaged by the storm that battered and changed the city nearly a decade ago.
So right now, you're in the lower Ninth Ward. This particular part of the city was the worst affected by Katrina.
It's already sticky hot just after 7 a.m. as Brown drives his five-year-old daughter, Messiah, to the Homer Plessy Community Charter School just a few miles away.
It is almost impossible to get into some of the best charters. And I tell you this, it probably won't be long before Homer Plessy is in the same boat.
But right now, it's not in the same boat. Named after the New Orleans civil rights pioneer, it's been a rocky launch for the Homer Plessy School. At the start of its second year, the school is on its second principal. It needs money. It needs students. It needs a permanent home.
How you doing, bro?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
At the school's gate, Brown welcomes sleepy-eyed students as a daily volunteer greeter.
Are you tired or are you ready to learn?
Brown, who's African-American, is a local pastor. He's also an avid photographer. He says he and his wife chose Plessy for his kids for two big reasons. Its art-centered curriculum and the school's dedication to diversity. Its vision to have its hallways reflect the unique mix on the city's sidewalks.
I want them to be able to have friends and not really judge by race. You know, I want them to have friends that's just all over the globe. You know, that's just different, you know, and it's okay.
And Plessy's mix is unique. The city likes to tout its gumbo diversity, but of the city's 80 charter schools, only four have demographics that actually look like the city as a whole. Plessy is one of them. Like the city, Plessy is more than 60% African American. More than 70% of the school's kids get free or reduced lunch in a city where one in four people live in poverty. Inside, brightly colored fish dance on the walls of first-year art teacher David Phillips' classroom.
That's my solution to everything. Just paint it.
It's art and creative necessity at Plessy, which is temporarily housed in a decrepit 75-year-old building. Gobs of white silicone caulk, thick as snow, plug gaping 4-inch holes in most every window frame. The horrible shape of the building they just moved into has proved a huge challenge, especially for a local charter that has no well-heeled or national charter chain backers.
A lot of my graffiti that I did is covering stains, you know? So I look at those two koi fish I painted up there, I'm like, there's a really moldy, old, nasty stain I scrubbed off there, and there was a hole in the wall right there.
I see a crowd of people, too, and I see all different shapes and sizes.
Ooh, I like that you see different shapes and sizes.
Second grade teacher Jennifer Gum is guiding her kids in a project to make pictures of their neighborhood block, inspired by the work of African-American artist Romare Bearden.
He was internationally recognized for his lifelong work as a collage artist.
This is another way Plessy stands out. The arts are central to New Orleans' culture, identity, and economy. But some parents and critics here say too many charters in the city downplay or ignore the arts in favor of a no-excuses, boost-test-scores ethos. Gum says the hands-on curriculum here goes beyond touchy-feely art appreciation. Projects, from mapping to murals, aim to integrate math, history, and reading lessons.
If we try something and it doesn't work, we'll just try something else. You know, we're not stuck to or married to a specific idea or way of thinking, really.
There's an odd irony in New Orleans' nearly all-charter system today. Charters, in theory, are supposed to foster innovation and experimentation and give parents a wider choice. And there's no question the charter change in the city has produced a dramatic rise in test scores. But critics say, in reality, too many charter schools here share a core focus on tough discipline, tests, and data analysis that has produced a kind of pedagogic monoculture. Like its namesake, Homer Plessy is trying to break that mold.
We just want to be a different kind of choice. We want to be the school that takes the creators and the dreamers and channel it into something that's awesome.
Joan Riley has taught New Orleans for nearly three decades. She was finishing up her principal certification last fall when Plessy's parent board fired its first leader and asked her to take over the fledgling school.
I would call it a real leap of faith. It's not the traditional sit in your desk and have someone give you the knowledge all day. It's more of the let's get on the floor, let's get messy, let's learn by doing.
We don't know yet whether this school's approach is working. It's just starting its second year. Kids haven't yet taken any standardized tests.
We got love the
two-headed space lion.
The two-headed space lion. Everybody look at that closely.
Second grade teacher Chantel Nabone, a New Orleans native, tries to rein in her seven-year-olds as they pin vibrantly colored masks to the hallway, turning it into a makeshift gallery.
One, two, three.
I don't need.
Four, five, six.
A foundation named after the late Louisiana artist George Rodrigue helps out with some supplies and professional development. But beyond that and the state's per-pupil funding, the charter school has had to scrape and borrow to get off the ground. David Phillips is the school's arts integration specialist.
Even though this is a city that has such a rich culture, the arts have been cut, and they seem like disposable, and that's a real shame.
Let's give her a woo-hoo on the count of three. One, two, three. Woo-hoo!
Many kids call Phillips the art dude.
Understanding how an artist thinks, thinking analytically about art, being able to articulate it. I see this. I wonder about this. I think this, therefore this. You know, so that's something that's not typical in a lot of schools.
By the 2016 school year, Plessy hopes to be in a new, permanent, renovated building not far from its current location. Phillips concedes the whole project is still a big work in progress and in flux.
I'd be lying if I said we had it all figured out. But what's so cool is the parents are passionate. I think when you throw people into the fire like this, you do either become really, really close or you end up hating each other's guts. And by the end of this year, we're all going to either be like family or we're going to never want to see each other again.
It'll be interesting, he adds, to see how all this pans out, to see where we're at the end of the school year. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.